We're doing Rav Chalap and Parshat Ma'alotcha. So the Torah describes how Aaron was taught to light the menorah. Vayas ken Aaron. And Aaron did what he was told. He set up the candles, the lamp, in the way he should have. So Rashi says, why does the Pasuk say Vayas ken? It's pointing out the praise of Aaron, that he didn't change anything. So the idea, says Rav Chalap, he didn't change anything, means Vayas ken kasher tziva. He did it like that, the way it was commanded. The stress is, the first time you do something when you're commanded, it's very exciting. I don't know if you remember the first time you put on tefillin. I don't. But I do remember seeing my son put on tefillin for the first time. And you see the experience, you see the way they hold the tefillin. That's an excitement. The first time, I remember the first time I took off Trumos and Maestros. I was giddy. I'm taking off Trumos and Maestros. Vayas Kain, the Torah is telling you, Aaron lit the menorah kasher tziva, like Hashem commanded him, like the first day. He was able to hold on to that excitement with every time that he lit it. That takes work. It's not natural. It's not that Aaron was naturally excited over things more than us. It was that Aaron was willing to work on it for 40 years. He was going to light the menorah the next 38 years in the desert. And he retained that excitement every day to light the menorah. Can we be excited on the fifth day of Hanukkah, like on the first day? And we only do it 8 days a year. Vayas Kain was that Aaron was held on to that excitement. This is where, even though I'm not a chassid, and our minhag is not to say hineni muchanu mzuman, I still think it's a good idea to say some form of hineni muchanu mzuman, because if you prepare yourself before you do the mitzvah, then you can actually be excited about the mitzvah.